Xin chào buổi sáng. Good morning, everyone. Friends and comrades, community, some of you all I haven't met. So thank you so much for coming. I will begin just quickly mentions about the Vietnam Victory Coalition. We are an intergenerational, multiracial coalition with 9 organizing planners with over 10 organizations that had been holding meeting for a year long. So we're really excited to celebrate with you all today. I will begin with a intention, purpose today, why we're here today. And I would like to start with a Ho Chi Minh statement that he made as the Vietnam had gained their victory against the U.S. imperialism. So Bác Hồ, Ho Chi Minh say, nothing is more precious than independence and freedom. Should I say that one more time? Yeah. Nothing is more precious than independence and freedom. Không có gì quý hơn độc lập và tự do. Friends, comrades, if we believe in self-determination and liberation, we must celebrate Vietnam victory and its 40th anniversary. So let's celebrate today. I'm gonna start us with a cultural performances with amazing performances to help us kick it off. So I would like to invite one of my dear friend, comrades, that I've been working and building with over the years, and he has inspired me, and he has committed since very young, very young. So I would like to introduce you all to Ngô Thanh Nhàn, Nguyễn Nhàn.
First one called Abandon. Brothers. Brothers, you came with the flying star spangled banner, white navy uniform, shining black boots, tall blue steel Thompsons with razor sharp bayonets, eye stabbing sword flashing in the sun. Hundreds of you lining the ship deck, sky raiders roaring in the deep blue sky, drawing colorful smoke. You came with godlike arrogance, 21 shots, saluting cannons from the U.S. Navy battleship approaching the Saigon River dock. You now own the place. You now own the city. You now own our future. Local rebellions faded away into lost horizon. And when you docked the wharves, you marched straight down from the ship and drew your first occupation lot, the square, to show off your hardware. People crowded around you, processed cheese, cigarettes, canned food, chocolate, candy, soaps, Coca-Cola, soft bread. Your towering images seemed to never fade, even when the night fell on the dark street. Brother, brother, that night in bed, your teeth shone when you laughed. You went across the silkworm orchard and fetched a whip for ghosts from the oldest cherry bough and beat them all night in the monsoon rain. I hugged your freezing body and sobbed. Father yelled and threw dinner on the ground. He wanted you to leave the house the night before. He said, Ma still cared for her previous lover and your real father. With a straw mat, you left like ghosts among those haunted. Father told us you decided to join the infant ROTC of the New Republic, a friend of the United States. Your future would be great, and in less than a day, you moved to the barrack of Cap Saint Jack. You had a folding bed, a coon poncho, a set of clothes, a brand new red beret with shining insignia, a long white uniform, and a pair of shining black boots. Your dream came true when you were 10. But an education you no longer need. Brother, brother, I came to you in Los Angeles. Your thought called me from my scout platoon, was trapped in a week by a Kuchi women guerrilla unit. Our retreat was cut off. We radioed the hovering recons spotting for the voodoos, the phantoms, and the B-52s. We called for the elite unit to join us and clean out this hell of a mess. I could see the SAMs blowing away the Chinook out of the sky like falling firebird. God, the fearless paratrooper units no longer exist. Then we radioed for artillery backup and found our cannon shell landing next to us, the choking smell of gunpowder and charred flesh. Then I cheer our F-111 jet, swooped down to fire a rocket, but got scared and hurried up. Now two Sky Raider approach like with their twin napalm bombs like two lava eggs under the armpit, and bam, 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 four of them landed right on top of us. Goodbye, VC. Victory for us. Brother, brother, how does it feel to be cut off, abandoned, shunned, sacrificed by our own family and your own allies? Em có vui không, nước ngược dòng lên ruộng, chuồng chuồng bay, cá nhảy nhái lên bờ, cánh lúa tung tăng, dòng sữa ngọt không ngờ. Beloved, aren't you joyful when tadpole turning into frog, when water running up into rice field? Dragonfly fluttering, fish jumping, and tadpole turning into frogs. Rice stalks are vibrant, and the delicateness of its milk surprises you in every taste. Mộng ước ban sơ, giấc mơ đầu còn đó. Xanh cỏ bình nguyên, ngựa vó cánh chim bằng. Em hãy về đây, hạt muối mặn bao giờ. Childhood memories, first dream remain. Giant grassland, horses in full speed, bird wings outstretched. Beloved, come back, beloved. The saltiness of salt surprises you in every taste. Không tiếng chuông trường rôm rã, học trò tung tăng sách vở bộn bề bài. Em đã về đây, cà phê ngọt không ngờ. Beloved, are you joyful when school bell ringing, students playing, books and notes and lectures piling? You have come back, beloved. The sweetness of coffee surprises you in every taste.
Cuộc sống cuồng điên bóng thiên đường trần thế, rầm rập thác người tuôn dậy đàn em trẻ, rác bông vàng da tình yêu rộng không ngờ.
Madness of life, the gate of heaven on earth, masses of people struggling and children and youth. Don't you feel burning in your yellow skin, the boundlessness of love that surprises you in every look?
Thanks so much, Anyan. We're going to have the next person going to share with us. She has been part of VietUnity for a long time here in the Bay Area as well, and she's been really active as a Vietnamese, a young Vietnamese activist here in the Bay Area. So she's going to come and share her piece. Phuong.
Thanks, Anyan, and thanks to everyone who's organizing this, and for all of you for being here. It's an honor and privilege for sure. So I'm just going to jump in. I'm gonna actually read three poems. I hope that's okay. This is called Days Like These. On days like these, I'm wax melting, a fire putting itself out. On days like these, my kisses feel like failure, my living gray skies. I wonder if I'm bound to this, the wars carried out in the battlefield of my Vietnamese mind. On days like these, I wonder how the tightness in my chest translates to memory. The lump in my throat could be silence screaming for a voice. Daybreak to a dark heart shrinking in the abyss of so much history in textbooks and not enough feeling of this body's wounds, the balancing of stones on my shoulders. On days like these, I wonder how long is pain? How deep does it run? How far back does it connect? Is it the length of the Mekong, wide and deep like the Pacific? Blue like the color of blood waiting to spill? How much is mine? How much inherited? So just to say a little bit more about myself, I'm a poet, I'm an English teacher, and my family immigrated to the US when I was 4. And I have a lot of, now I understand, a lot of memories of my parents just being really afraid. And I just wanted to put this piece in there because I think it's really important for us to talk about the human costs of war, not being just about body counts, but about the lives that go on after that. So this is relatively short. It's called Locked. In a closet, carefully locked, inside suitcases and baggage overstuffed, my mother keeps old passport photos, her wedding dress. The tin trunk would clang as she closed it. I watched my parents lock away grief, the ghosts, the funerals, the white tulle they wore, peace of mind bought with a fireproof lockbox, the smell of mothballs, silk and polyester, the crinkle of protective plastic. They thought they were safe. They thought we were safe. But danger can look like my quiet screaming into the dresses folded neatly, the madness neatly folded, never out of place. So I wanted to end on this poem because with everything that's going on, and not only because of the meaning of the Vietnamese liberation struggle, but I think it's so important to highlight solidarity and the meaning of that and just the importance of that in getting anything done, in creating change. And so this is written after Amiri Baraka's poem, Black Art. And as you, many of you know, Amiri Baraka identified with and supported third world liberation movements. So this is called Yellow Art, after Amiri Baraka's Black Art. Yellow art. Poems are bullshit unless they are machete or sunshine or rice waiting on a front stoop. Or yellow-brown men dying of silence, leaving only after beating their lovers into pools of beer. Fuck poems. And they are useful? They scream in their orgasms, love themselves, and feed those already so full. We want real words of the deadly world, real blood and guts, hearts and minds of a people sparking into flames and action. We want poems like fists fucking you up in Oakland protests, like knives to jelly-filled corporate bellies. Yellow poems like traditional weeping songs to end the American war, whose orange firebombs still lick at our cousin's womb. Assassin poems pointing at the beast. Poems that wrestle cops into alleys, kung fu their guns out of reach, and send them back to their suburban homes. Poems that were like mom's sewing machine that fed all seven of us into childhood and manhood. There's a yellow engineer sucking on Silicon Valley's whiteness. Go get him, poem. Show him the light. Another bad poem cracking nunchucks at the corporate overseer. Another yellow woman staggering in her mad world, invisible, silent, alone. Poems scream from napalm, from leaks in the roof, from absent fathers, from nail polish fumes. Poems scream so you can light your flames, put on black berets and your righteous fists, do that thing called justice. Let there be no vision poems written until we can maintain clearer sight, serve truth. Let yellow people know that we are the lovers and artists of warriors and artists of warriors and poems and poets and all the wonders here in the world. We want a yellow poem and a yellow world. Let the world be a yellow poem, and let all the yellow people speak this poem silently or loud.
I'm going to introduce you to Lincoln. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. It's great to see all the people here, and brings back so many times, so many days of struggle. I work with the Freedom Archives. It's one of the groups that's been sponsoring this, and it's been an honor and a pleasure and a joy to get to know all the other groups, the young folks, the older folks as well. Just a real great experience over a year. And as that year was going on, in my mind were the song, the chant. I thought we'd start off by all of us chanting that as the way we used to, singing that as the way we used to, and at the end of my poems, we'll do it again. So it went like this. Spirit of Vietnam, stronger than the U.S. bombs. Spirit of Vietnam, stronger than the U.S. bombs. Spirit of Vietnam, stronger than the Viet bombs. I'm going to read some poetry by the great poet Ho Chi Minh, who wrote many poems in his prison diary and a lot of other poems as well. This particular poem is called Song of a Thread. It was translated literally by the Union of Vietnamese, where we worked with closely and still are working with in the anti-war movement. Song of a Thread by Ho Chi Minh. My mother is a blossom. My body is soft. I am cotton. Once I was so weak I could be torn to pieces whenever I was touched, even by gentle breezes. When I became thread, I was still not strong. I could not do anything by myself. Who says a single thread is strong? The longer I am, the weaker I am. Who pays any attention to a single small thread? But there are many millions like me. We come together in crisscrossing patterns. We weave together into beautiful cloth, stronger than silk and more lasting than leather. Who would dare tear us apart now? That's real force. That's true glory. All people unite. To be free, we must fight. Working hand in hand, we weave tapestries of victory. And To the heroic Vietnamese people and all the people struggling for national liberation, to the political prisoners in our country and all around the world, and those who are just now becoming political prisoners as they're arrested in the streets of Baltimore in the Northwest. This is a poem of Ho's. People who come out of prison can build up the country. Misfortune is a test of a people's fidelity. Those who protest at injustice are people of true merit. When the prison doors are opened, the real dragon will fly out. And one of my favorites, listening to the rice pounding. See how the rice must suffer under the pestle, but afterward it comes out burnished bright. The same thing happens to people in this world. Misfortune's workshop turns them into polished jade. And finally, a poem that many of us had up on our wall and a big poster, various translations, one of Ho Chi Minh's most famous poems, and maybe a way to start this beautiful day, the learning, the memorial, the celebration. Good Weather by Ho Chi Minh. The wheel of nature turns without pause. After the rain, good weather. In the wink of an eye, the universe throws off its muddy clothes. For 10,000 miles, the landscape spreads out like a beautiful brocade. Light breezes, smiling flowers. High in the trees, amidst the sparkling leaves, all the birds sing at once. People and animals rise up reborn. What could be more natural? After sorrow comes joy. Thank you. And one more time. Spirit of Vietnam, stronger than the U.S. bombs. Spirit of Vietnam, stronger than the U.S. bombs. Thank you all.